Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Gillian DeBias. For today's television review, I'll be dialing up Toronto to speak to John Doyle, television critic for the Globe and Mail. John is fresh off the plane from LA in the mid-season TV Critics Tour. He'll be giving us the main headlines from the event, as well as previewing three upcoming North American shows. We'll be exploring two very different series based on the music industry, Martin Scorsese's Vinyl and Cameron Crowe's Roadies. Then we'll take a look at the new FX series American Crime Story, based on the 1995 murder trial of O.J. Simpson. That's all to come right here on the Monocle Arts Review. A very warm welcome to the show, John. Now, you've just got back from the mid-season Critics Tour in Los Angeles. What were the main takeaway stories?
Well, hi, Gillian. There were several takeaways. First, there is a lot of television.
Goodness.
A few years ago, there was talk about the TV Critics Press Tour, which happens in January and usually July, about it being shrunk back or possibly even disappearing eventually. No such thing happened because there is more and more television. There are more channels, more shows to talk about. And that, I think, is this first takeaway is that, you know, once again, the amount of television keeps expanding. There were well over 400 scripted shows on U.S. television and streaming services in 2015. And that actually excludes PBS. So if you were to include all of those masterpiece and mystery series on PBS, it would go even higher. There's a lot
massive.
Of television.
That's massive. I mean, how do you sift through that to try and find the gems?
Well, you can't really. Even the TV critics can't keep up with the number of shows, many of which are good, great, excellent. You can only do as much as you can and try to keep in mind what your readers are interested in. If you're covering the industry rather than the consumer aspect of it, it becomes extremely difficult.
Well, it sounds like there's plenty of TV time to get through this year, so we better get started with your first show this week. Vinyl is a new series about the music industry in the late 1970s New York, told through the eyes of a fictional music mogul, Richie Finestra. Before we discuss it further, let's hear a clip.
When I heard your song, it stopped me in my tracks. It was raw, hard. It connected me to your world. Crime, drugs, sex, guns, madness. Do you have any idea how huge that is?
Excuse me.
What a nasty bitch.
Where'd you find them?
I saw the singer. I liked his look. You need to be a lot better if you want to get signed.
A little sampling from the new HBO series Vinyl, directed by Martin Scorsese. Now, John, to start with, could you give us a little background to the making of this series?
Well, it's actually a very long story, but I will try to be short about it. Mick Jagger is the originator and instigator of all of this. Years ago, sometime back in the 90s, he actually approached Scorsese, whose work he says he appreciates, and especially in terms of the way Scorsese uses music in his movies. He approached Scorsese and said, I have an idea for a movie that's really, it'd be kind of epic about the music industry, 40 years in the life of a guy who works in the music business, taking him from the 1950s, the start of rock and roll, through the various eras, about his life, about the music industry as it evolved. Scorsese was fascinated, and there were many attempts at a screenplay that would match the ambition of Jagger and Scorsese, and it never really worked out. And then one of the people to whom Scorsese entrusted an attempt at a screenplay was Terrence Winter, who of course created Boardwalk Empire for HBO, and he was also one of the main writers on The Sopranos. Terrence Winter had a go at it, but that it didn't really work either as a screenplay, and through the connection with Terrence Winter, it ended up being a HBO series. The pilot was actually made over 2 years ago by Scorsese, with very heavy involvement from Jagger. He doesn't write. He helps compose some of the music in it. His son is in it. But Mick Jagger mainly, according to what I was told by Terrence Winterham, by some of the cast, Mick Jagger mainly offers notes, as in it's not authentic, that kind of thing.
Interesting, though, because something like this, with all the sort of drama of the rock and roll scene, I think that authenticity is probably very important. His contribution there is probably really important.
It is vital. And in talking to Olivia Wilde, who plays the wife of the main character in it, Wilde told me that she was surprised at how heavily involved Jagger was, because he has a title as executive producer. He's not a writer. He's not directing anything. But she got notes from him, and she said she did things like talk to him about the various women in his life over the years, and she studied those women to get a sense of what it might be like to actually be someone who is attached to a major figure in the music industry. Mm-hmm. And she said the main question that occurred to her was, how did they stay with them in the midst of all of that debauchery?
So true. What about the soundtrack? Like, the music must be so integral. Was there much original music? What's the soundtrack like?
There is. The music in it is wonderful. If you are... This series arrives on HBO on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And when I initially wrote about this after seeing it in LA, I said it arrives on Valentine's Day. And if you like rock and roll at all, you will love this to pieces. The music is really good. It comprises classic rock from the various periods that are covered. The main character, part of his story goes back to the late 50s, early 60s. There's a lot of music from the various periods that is authentic music of the period. And there is also a lot of new music that is composed to match the styles of the different periods. What is really stunning about vinyl is that it is drenched in music. There is hardly a second in it that does not have music playing somewhere. There is music all the time in it, and through that you really get a sense of what motivates these people in terms of finding the next hit, finding the next cool band, and in making money out of it. When I talked to some of the cast, they told me, especially Bobby Cannavale, who plays the main character Richie, he said that when Scorsese was rehearsing, and he rehearses a lot, and there would be music there even at the table reads to playing in the background, or there might be somebody performing in the room to give the actors a sense of what was going on, of the context for the scene, in which they were merely saying words, that it was all about music.
Brilliant. Well, definitely one that I'm looking forward to see. Vinyl will be showing on HBO in North America from February 14th, and hopefully not too long before it reaches other parts of the world. We're going to continue on our musical theme with a show currently in production called Roadies. This is Cameron Crowe's first foray into directing for television, and it explores the lives of the people who work on a worldwide music tour for a semi-famous band. Now, John, Vinyl, I gather, talks rather about the scandalous, dramatic portrayal of the music industry. I understand this is a bit more of a comedic take on the music industry.
Yes, it is. It is very much Cameron Crowe, who was a music writer, and of course who wrote Almost Famous, and has been associated with dramas about the music industry for a very long time. Whereas, you know, Vinyl is a direct, and it is often a very cynical look at what is a very cynical industry. It's about payola. It's about drugs buying off everybody. It's about drugs and hookers buying off everybody in the music industry. Cameron Crowe's Roadies, which is a really nice series, is much more really just sentimental about the music industry. It does view the roadies who are working for this pretty successful but not world superstar band as a family, people who support each other. There is, I think, if it was seen outside of the context of Vinyl, it would have more of a heft to it. But when you see it side by side with vinyl, which I did, I looked at the pilot for it, there's a touch of schmaltz to it, which, having seen vinyl, doesn't quite ring true. It is a very good cast. It is very good people involved. It has a lovely texture to it, but it is really for people who become sentimental about the music industry and are not cynical at all about it.
It's directed by Cameron Crowe, who we know from the feature film world. Increasingly, not just actors, but directors are moving into the small screen. Why is this?
Well, because there's money and creative freedom in it. This is for Rhodies is for Showtime, which is a premium cable service. It doesn't have to adhere to what the networks do in terms of depiction of sex, debauchery, foul language. All of those things don't apply. And those premium cable channels like Showtime and HBO, they make their mark by making adult, sophisticated television. And you are far more likely to find welcoming arms in cable than you are at movie studios these days if you want to make sophisticated stories, complex stories, and if you have a story that is going to last more than 90 minutes to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. If you want to tell a 10-hour story, it's cable that's going to be able to do it for you.
Interesting. Well, Rhodies will be broadcast on Showtime in North America later this year. We're going to change lanes now and talk about a new crime series launching next month. American Crime Story is an anthology series to be released on the FX network that depicts famous trials gone by. This series will focus on the notorious O.J. Simpson murder trial of 1995, in which the former American football star was accused of killing Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Let's hear a clip of The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story first.
Do you think he did it?
She was terrified of him.
I'm not a public personality. I don't know how to do this.
He's my friend. I don't turn my back on people.
You're turning your back on Nicole.
Who the hell signs a suicide note with a happy face?
I ain't trying to be respectful. I'm trying to win.
You want to make this a black thing? Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
You're losing control.
This is a fiasco.
You're afraid there's going to be more riots.
This has got to stop.
I deserve to get hurt. Choose a side.
An excerpt of The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. Now, John, what was your reaction to this series?
Well, I'll have to say in advance that I approached The People versus O.J. Simpson with some caution, because Ryan Murphy, who created it, is one of those figures in the television industry who can be brilliant or disappointing side by side. He created Glee and he created American Horror Story. American Horror Story, that anthology series, has from season to season being dreadful or being inspired. And somebody like Murphy taking on an iconic story like the O.J. Simpson trial, I wasn't sure if it would work. And it does actually work brilliantly. It is one of those things that really could only be done on television these days in terms of the depth of the story and in terms of the sheer canvas that is used in it. Murphy, you could tell from his previous series that he tends to write in broad strokes. Mm-hmm. Everything is very big with him. And the tone of his work tends to veer from the cynical and sarcastic to the sentimental. And in this, it is in The People versus O.J. Simpson, he finds the material, he focuses it somewhere in between with the perfect sort of tone. It's an extraordinary story, of course, the O.J. Simpson trial.
Well, I gather it doesn't focus on did he do it, but maybe perhaps how did he get away with doing it. So it's a lot about the legal, the case, the trial.
It is. It is about the case itself. And one of the things that Murphy said to us in L.A. was that, which is true, is that many people think they know all about the O.J. case and the trial. because they, you know, it's more than 20 years ago, but they remember bits of it. It was sort of singed into the consciousness. But when you actually look at the case and read the various books that came out afterwards, most people don't actually know what went on. The machinations of the lawyers, what happened with the jury, the actions of the judge, all of that is an extraordinary detailed story. Some of it is from the perspective of Marcia Clark, who was the prosecutor, who essentially failed, of course, to have O.J. Simpson found guilty. She's played by Sarah Paulson, which is an extraordinary performance. There's a very big cast, and not necessarily the cast you'd expect. John Travolta is in this. David Schwimmer is in it. Cuba Gooding Jr., who, you know, most people have forgotten, actually plays O.J. himself.
Mixed reviews of Cuba Gooding Jr.'s role as O.J. Simpson. What did you think?
Well, he's good because O.J. is not necessarily the central character here. It's about the larger canvas of the people around him and the strange things that happened in terms of the media, the prosecution, the defense. It's really about all of those characters around him. Many of the issues that came up in the O.J. trial about race, about the police in the U.S., about the legal system, about the ability of the well-off to hire lawyers to get off charges of which they were obviously guilty. These are things that have not changed. These are like still day-to-day issues in the U.S. today, especially the issue of race and race versus the legal system and the police system. So in watching it, I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen some of it. You do see these things flaring up from more than 20 years ago that have this striking recognition in terms of contemporary American society and issues that arise day by day.
Interesting. Well, one definitely to look out for: The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, begins on FX on February 2nd of this year. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks to my guest over in Toronto, John Doyle. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Gillian DeBias. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for our book review. But for now, goodbye from me, and thanks for listening.